This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Mark Johnson, the Director of Youth Programs at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership, joins us in studio. Howdy, Mark.
Hey, Coy. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. I asked you to stop by because every year, of course, the Sorensen Institute at UVA has their big high school and college leaders program in the summer at UVA, and the application period for those programs has just opened up.
That's right.
And so we wanted to help get the word out to local high school and college students to let them know about these programs.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the deadline coming up at the end of February, February 25th, so this is the time when we're really trying to get the word out about these programs. These are very unique programs, lucky that we have them here in Virginia, that we have them here in Charlottesville, and they give college and high school students from all across the Commonwealth the chance to really learn how state and local government works in Virginia, and not just how it works, but how they can be involved and how they can get out there and be more involved in their communities and in the civic and political life in terms of the issues that they care about.
Mark, I think there's a lot of people out there who've probably heard of like the Governor's School and perhaps a program like that that they go to Richmond for. So explain these programs here, these in Charlottesville and how they've become really quite impressive. I mean, they really are nationally unique.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, they've been around for a few years now, and I'll talk about them. They're built on the same curriculum, so I'll sort of talk about them interchangeably. The college program has actually been studied and recognized as one of the premier civic education programs in the country by the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching. In a book they have coming out this year, they really highlight the effectiveness of that program of getting young people, meeting them where they are, giving them the skills and the information they need to get involved in Virginia politics, and then seeing them go out there and get involved in the real world. So one of the unique things about this program, as I've mentioned a couple times, is the focus on state and local politics in Virginia. Often in the course of our public school education, you get a lot of information about what goes on in Washington. You may even, you know, start learning things these days more and more about international politics, but you very rarely learn how things work in Richmond, how things work in your city or your county. And so we're reaching out to students and helping them understand this level of government, which has such a huge impact on their day-to-day lives, and also is very accessible. It's easier for them to get in and talk to their delegate or talk to their senator or go pitch an idea to their city council for something that they would like to see changed in their community. So we give them a real unique chance to meet with these folks. We bring in ton of speakers over the course of both programs who are elected officials, lobbyists, nonprofit business leaders, people who are on the ground every day making policy in Virginia, give the students a chance to talk to them, to hear their perspective on how policy is made here in the Commonwealth, and also to give them their thoughts and their feedback. One of the really unique things we do in both programs is we give the students a chance to take everything they're learning, do some research, do some of their own thinking, say, you know what, here's a problem that I see in Virginia today. Here's how I would fix it. And then at the end of both programs, they go before a panel of legislators and make a presentation, almost as if they were going down to the General Assembly getting ready to lobby for something that they'd like to see done.
And some of those projects that these students have introduced in the past have actually become real legislation that is introduced in the General Assembly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of our students in the past have gone on after doing it as a project to write to their legislators to send them the information. They get really fired up about the idea, and we've had them introduced in past General Assembly sessions. That's right.
That's pretty incredible. Mark, talk about that. Mark Johnson of the Sorensen Institute with us. Talk about the nuts and the bolts of these two programs. There's a high school program, there's a college program, and they're both held in the summer on grounds at UVA.
That's right. We bring students from all across the state here, between 25 and 30 in each program. The college students basically spend the month of June with us living here at UVA. The high schoolers, it's 2 weeks in July. And what they're doing day to day is they're spending time in classroom. We have some really stellar faculty that come in and teach courses on Virginia government. And as I mentioned before, we're bringing in speakers, folks who are practitioners, folks who know how it works on the ground, who are giving them the very, you know, sort of practical side of politics and public service here in the Commonwealth. And then they're also spending time learning skills. So they're learning things like how to lobby, how to get out there and do fundraising, how to get out there and, you know, get on the radio, how to come do an interview like this one and get their message across. So they're getting some real hands-on training and things that are more broadly applicable in other areas of their life and their leadership.
Now, for some of the students out there who might be interested in this program, either listening now or listening a podcast online, what's the process that you go through to become a Sorensen student?
Well, we have applications open right now. Those are available on our website, SorensenInstitute.org. There's more information there about the application process. It's an online form with some short essays, and then we also ask them for a letter of recommendation and a transcript. Following that, there is an interview process to select the class.
And so it's like the Sorensen Institute's flagship political leaders program. These youth programs are pretty competitive as well.
Yes, they are. They're getting more and more competitive each year. As I said, they've been around a few years now, and as more and more people are finding out about them each year, we're having more and more people apply.
Mark Johnson is our guest. Tell us about some of the alumni of these youth programs, where they're ending up.
Well, we've had alumni go all over the place. We have a lot of folks from the college program who have gone on to, you know, graduate school or graduate study, but we also have those who've gone on and dove right in their careers. We have some who are working in Richmond now, have worked in the governor's office, have worked as legislative assistants, have worked as lobbyists, folks who have gone on to work in the nonprofit sector, who have worked in their communities. We also have folks who are just out there, you know, professionally they're doing something different, but they're getting involved, whether they're serving on a local board or commission or they're taking that next step of something that they're passionate about where they're settling after they graduate. And then a lot of our high school students we've seen go on to some of the real premier institutions around the state. Of course, a lot of them come here to Charlottesville, but also William & Mary, Tech, James Madison, George Mason, a lot of them go to some of the great state schools or other schools out of the state, but a lot of them stay here in Virginia, and we see them on those campuses getting really involved in leadership and getting involved in the issues facing their universities.
And I guess one of the important things that you might want people to know is that it's not just for younger folks who want to be involved in politics. It is one of the nation's premier leadership programs for people that age in high school and college. So it's really the nuts and bolts of leadership, not just political leadership.
Oh, absolutely. There's a strong focus on being involved civically in their communities. And a lot of that is, of course, political engagement, but there's also other types of leadership that we talk about and other forms of and skills that we teach them that they can use across their activities, whether it's student organizations or other things that they're involved in during their school days and beyond.
And there's no political agenda with the speakers. I mean, the folks, like other Sorensen programs, the folks that come in to speak to these students are from the right, from the left, they're Greens, they're Independents, the whole gamut.
Oh, absolutely. We work very hard to make sure that in the speakers, they're getting a full range of exposure to the ideas about the issue, but we also work as we are pulling the class together to try to make sure that we have a broad range of opinions represented. And one thing that we do in these programs that's somewhat unique for a civic education program is we ask them not to disclose what party they personally identify with, and that gives them a chance in the sort of heat of debate and the discussion to really come to understand what other people believe rather than just saying, oh, well, she's a Republican, that means she thinks that, or he's a Green, and that means he thinks that. And so they're able to come together as a group and disagree on a lot of things, but come to respect and perhaps better understand the other viewpoints by not having those labels to lean on when they're in the program.
And I should point out that you yourself are a graduate of the Sorensen Institute's College Leaders Program, and you just went on to return to the Sorensen Institute and run the darn thing.
Oh, absolutely. It was. I always tell people who are interested in the college program that I'm proof that at least one graduate was able to get a job afterwards. So, you know, there's some hope out there.
Mark Johnson, Director of Youth Programs at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia. And the website, again, is SorensenInstitute.org for more information, or you can check out the blog at blog.SorensenInstitute.org. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.